Agents of Change.
When I was a little girl in Finland, around the age of 6, I read my first real book. It was a book about Moomins, or Moomin trolls. A book with a rich and adventurous, eccentric world, and it taught me about the nature of the world, how nothing is just black and white. I'll talk more about the Moomins a bit later, and in this podcast I want to talk about the writer behind the stories, at least every kid from Finland grows up with. The writer and storyteller is the Finnish artist Tove Jansson. Jansson was born in 1914 in Helsinki, Finland, to a family of artists. She has told that her occupational choice was not really a choice, since she knew from a very young age her knack for the arts. She considered being only a painter at first, but later expanded her talent to storytelling and drawing cartoons. She was a Finnish Swede and spoke Swedish at home. Although she lived in the city of Helsinki, she spent her summers always near the ocean and had a great love for islands. This environment inspired her a lot in her artwork. Jansson studied design and painting in Finland, Sweden, and France, Paris. She was focused on illustrations and painting, but when the Winter War broke out in Finland, she started to get anxious with her work. Jansson wanted to find an escape for the anxiety the war was bringing, and she escaped in the warm and happy memories a childhood can bring. She created a fairy tale world of a community, the Moomin Trolls, who live in happiness and peace. The first Moomin novel was published in 1945. The Moomins are bohemian, they're tolerant, they don't really trust the authority too much, they are at times also very funny. They take on adventures, but they always return to the safety of their home. Through the warmth of the Moomin world, Jansson was also able to write about harder issues as well, such as loneliness and death. The Moomins expanded from novels to comics and other illustrations as well. Jansson wrote the stories and illustrated them. She also appeared as one of the characters herself, and her long-term life partner, a woman called Tuulikki Pietilä, as well. The last Moomin book was published in 1970, and it has been translated for more than 50 languages. Jansson died about 30 years later, in 2001. What made Jansson's work extra special was her ability to create content that was suitable for both children and grown-ups. The Moomin philosophy is helpful and interesting for everybody. Tove Jansson's life's work has been inspiring and uplifting. These are the stories and adventures people need in their lives, at times of stress and also in general. And if you ever come to Finland, there are many options to get familiar with the Moomins, whether it's reading a book or going to a Moomin cafe or to the Moomin world for children, you gotta get acquainted. This is Anna from Helsinki for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.